The first reading is from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. Elijah on Mount Sinai. King Ahab told his wife Jezebel everything that Elijah had done and how he had put all the prophets of Baal to death. She sent a message to Elijah, "May the gods strike me dead if by this time tomorrow I don't do the same thing to you that you did to the prophets." Elijah was afraid and fled for his life. He took his servant and went to Beersheba in Judah. Leaving the servant there, Elijah walked a whole day into the wilderness. He stopped and sat down in the shade of a tree and wished he would die. "It's too much, Lord," he prayed. "Take away my life. I might as well be dead." He lay down under the tree and fell asleep. Suddenly, an angel touched him and said, "Wake up and eat." He looked round and saw a loaf of bread and a jar of water near his head. He ate and drank and lay down again. The Lord's angel returned and woke him up a second time, saying, "Get up and eat, or the journey will be too much for you." Elijah got up, ate and drank, and the food gave him enough strength to walk 40 days to Sinai, the holy mountain.
Jesus feeds the 5,000. This reading comes from John chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. After this, Jesus went across Lake Galilee, or Lake Tiberias as it was also called. A large crowd followed him because they had seen his miracles of healing the sick. Jesus went up a hill and sat down with his disciples. The time for the Passover festival was near. Jesus looked around and saw that a large crowd was coming to him. So he asked Philip, "Where can we buy enough food to feed all these people?" He said this to test Philip. Actually, he already knew what he would do. Philip answered, "For everyone to have even a little, it would take more than 200 silver coins to buy enough bread." Another one of his disciples, Andrew, who was Simon Peter's brother, said, "There is a boy here who has 5 loaves of barley bread and 2 fish, but they will certainly not be enough for all these people." "Make the people sit down," Jesus told them. There was a lot of grass there. So all the people sat down. There were about 5,000 men. Jesus took the bread, gave thanks to God, and distributed it to the people who were sitting there. He did the same with the fish, and they all had as much as they wanted. When they were all full, he said to his disciples, "Gather the pieces left over. Let us not waste a bit." So they gathered them all and filled 12 baskets with the pieces left over from the 5 barley loaves which the people had eaten. This is the word of the Lord.
Right, now the next bit, everyone's going to take part in, because we're going to do a drama. And we have Sarah starring as the narrator, and David starring as Jesus, Philip starring as Philip, Rob starring as Andrew, and then the crowd is everybody else. But we need some people to hold up some cards. So Sarah, if you take over the microphone.
So the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus went across Lake Galilee. Many people followed him because they wanted to see him doing miracles, like healing people who were poorly. Jesus climbed a hill with his friends and sat down. A huge crowd of people came walking towards them. There were thousands of them.
We are hungry.
Jesus could tell that they were hungry. He said to his friend Philip,
"Where can we buy bread to feed all these people?"
Philip laughed and said,
"We would all have to work every day, all of the week, for a whole month to earn enough money to get bread for all this lot, and then they'd only have one little piece each.
Rainbows. We are hungry. Andrew, another friend of Jesus, said,
"There is a boy here with five loaves of bread and a couple of fish, but that's not enough for so many people."
We are hungry. Jesus said,
"Tell people to sit down."
Then Jesus, very calmly, started to hand out bread and fish to the people. And as if by magic, it didn't matter how much he handed out. There was still plenty of food left. Afterwards, they gathered up all the bits that hadn't been eaten, and there was enough to fill 12 large baskets. The people who had followed Jesus were very happy.
We're not hungry.
When the people saw the miracles Jesus could do, they knew he was a special person sent by God.
Thank you, everybody, for taking part in that. The story which we heard from the Bible and which we acted out, that was a pretty awesome story, wasn't it? Enough food to feed 5,000 men, the Bible says, so that didn't include all the women and children as well, so possibly another 5,000 of them. 10,000 people fed from one boy's lunch of bread and fish. It's no wonder that the disciples were scratching their heads and no doubt thinking, what is Jesus saying? How can we possibly provide enough food to feed all these people? But it tells us in the Bible, doesn't it, that Jesus was testing the disciples. He already knew what he was going to do. I wonder if he'd seen the boy with his picnic. Or did he think that amongst so many people, someone must have some food? We don't actually know from what the Bible tells us. We just know that Jesus took the little that was offered and he gave thanks for that to his Father, God. Or in other words, he asked God to bless the food. And God did so in abundance. Not only did people have as much as they wanted to eat, the Bible tells us that they were full, but there was more than enough. In fact, 12 baskets more than enough. What amazing powers God has. It's thought that bread has been around for almost as long as people have been growing food. Bread is still an important part of what we eat today, isn't it? I wonder who's had some bread this morning. Anybody have bread for breakfast? Few people? Anybody have cornflakes for breakfast? 1, 2, 3, 4. Anybody have any other cereal for breakfast? Anybody not have any breakfast? Oh dear. We've got some biscuits and coffee afterwards. Right. So when we go to the shops, there's a huge choice of bread, isn't there? You can have white bread, and you have half white, half brown, wholemeal, granary, seeded, flat bread, any other sort of bread you can think of. What else? No ideas. Rye bread, yes. Yes. Yes, pizza bread, yes. In fact, there's bread in lots of different countries. Pizza bread, naan bread, ciabatta bread, baguettes, all sorts of things. So lots and lots of different countries have bread as well. Now, we do, of course, need to eat food to live. Remember that? Go to have breakfast. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. Get you going, get your brain working. So it's very important to have breakfast. But the food we eat may not necessarily be bread, but it has to be something which is good and healthy so that we keep fit and well. And I expect that your family and especially your parents will encourage you to eat healthy things like fruit and vegetable rather than sweets and biscuits. Even though sweets and biscuits are really very nice to eat. But they're not doing that because they're mean. That's really true. It's not because they're mean. It's because they love you. And they want you to eat the food which is wholesome and keeps you well. And parents also do their very best to provide their children with lots of other things, don't they? Can you think of anything else that your parents, your mum or dad, have given you? Tuck them down a bit. You're not talking to me. Right. Anything else that mummy and daddy's given you?
Presents.
Presents, yes. They're very good at giving presents, aren't they, mummies and daddies? What about you, Charlie? What's mummy given you?
Trains.
A train, yes. I know Charlie has lots of trains. He brings them every week to show us. That's good. Anything else? A home. That's very important, isn't it? We think of some people at the moment who haven't got a home to live in. That'd be terrible, wouldn't it, when it's been so cold. But I think we've got someone else up here. Let's have a look, Charlie. Who have we got up here?
Presents.
No, they said that.
Yeah.
They said that.
Clothes are very, very important, aren't they, this time of year? In fact, lots and lots and lots of clothes because it's been very cold and lots of horrible snow. I don't like snow. I expect everybody else likes snow because you can play games in snow. But it's not very nice when you're travelling, particularly when the trains are cancelled. So that's no good. So, parents are very good at looking after children, we hope, if they're good parents. And God is like a very good parent. Right, you can go sit down, Charlie. Yep, okay. God loves us, and he is like the very, very, very best parent there ever is. He's provided us with the most amazing world to live in, with more than enough food for everyone, if we shared it properly. But God just isn't concerned with our physical needs. He also wants to provide food for our hearts and our spirits. And we read in the Bible that Jesus calls himself the bread of life, or the bread of heaven. And he said that whilst ordinary bread will go moldy, the bread he was offering people would last forever. So it's quite a strange thing for him to say, wasn't it? I wonder what he meant by that. We talk about people hungering for knowledge and truth or eating up information. Jesus wants us to absorb him into ourselves in the same way that we absorb food when we eat it. He wants us to take on board what he says, what he does, his compassion, his generosity, his love, so that he becomes part of us and he guides us in all that we say and do. And if we do this, if we believe in Jesus, we will live forever with God. What an amazing thought.